is the review to go through LASK 1, Liverpool 3, the same result as the weekend and a game that followed in a similar course, really. But we'll start at the beginning, Sean, and the team throws up a few questions and possibly a few different challenges to the 11 who get selected. I think the two biggest come from the centre-back pairing, and especially considering Konate's susceptibility to a knock on the pitch that Liverpool played on. In fact, him just coming back into it might have been a bit of a surprise to some. And then that right side, which, you know, is very youthful, very inexperienced in many senses, and maybe lacked a bit of physicality of Bacetic, Elliot and Doak. What was your thoughts when you first, you know, seen that lineup? And it's one that's obviously been, it's been mooted and it's been challenged across the board, really, because no one really knew what to expect from it.
Yeah, it was a funny one because part of me thought whatever lineup he would pick would surprise me. And then another part of my brain was like, well, whatever lineup he'd pick wouldn't surprise me on that basis. And there's so much that we don't know from the sports science point of view. And also working back a bit from West Ham, he'll have an idea in his head about who can do what in this game, what he wants to do ahead of the weekend. Niels, as always, has been brilliant on a number of shows and in terms of alluding to why this fixture is so important, why topping the group can be so important, why hopefully trying to either guarantee qualification or win the group by game four would be really handy with the December fixtures and so forth. So I won't go back over all the amazing stuff Neil's done, because I wouldn't be able to do it as well as Neil does anyway.
Far too kind.
But in terms of the team selection, I think let's put ourselves in the manager's position. They cannot be 100% certain that Trent is guaranteed. I suspect they are still checking on him, which means he has to have Gomez ready to potentially play right back, which means, as we've said on these shows a lot, you do not want Gomez to back up physically and mentally, at least until we see better evidence of this. A lot of the performances that stick in your mind are when we've asked him to back up. And it's a bit of a shame for him that in a funny way, because if you eradicated them, I think, you know, you might not be as down on him as others. At the same point in time, especially with his age, you'd prefer to have a player who can back up every now and again, of course.